Hi, it's Chip here.
And Spud.
And we are with Terry. And Terry, you do the Christmas lights.
I certainly do. 68 Long Lane, Staplers.
What's it like setting up the Christmas lights every year?
Well, this year it's been very difficult because of all the rain in October. But we managed to get them out and they're up and the display is up and running now for the 23rd year.
It looks absolutely fantastic, Terry. And you're famous on the island, you know, for your Christmas lights. And, you know, it must take a lot of effort. You start in November, don't you? I think it's around about November or maybe earlier.
The actual marquee here, what we stood alongside, was put up on the 16th of October. And wow. I think that went up, and I think the rain decided it didn't want to stop from there on in.
Now, you've raised loads of money out for charity on the Isle of Wight over the years. So who are you supporting this year? Is there a particular charity that you're supporting?
Yes, this year we're trying to help Prostate Cancer Support Group. We did it last year for them. We raised £2,500 for them. And it was the first time they managed to do any testing in Newport. And on that particular day, 250 men was tested and 30 men come back positive. So the money that I raised helped to save 30 men's lives this year.
Well, that's incredible.
That's amazing, isn't it, Chip? Do you want to ask another question?
It is. You've got loads of lights here and Christmas decorations. What's your favourite Christmas lights and decorations?
That's a good question.
I suppose because I started with just a few, I've always got to say good old Father Christmas in the chimney was on top of the garage because he was one of the first, and I keep putting him there year after year. He might have to have a new bulb, but so I would say good old Father Christmas in the chimney.
Awesome.
Well, Terry, on behalf of ourselves, we've been coming for the last 15 years to see your display, but also all of the people that come and enjoy your show from the Isle of Wight. And thank you so much for all the work you've done for charity. And we'll play this interview on air on our show on Friday afternoon.
Thank you very much. Well, as you just said, it's all for charity. What goes in that tub, I must add, because someone did complain last night, I haven't got a card reader. I haven't. It has got to be just cash, like it always has been, as I'm old school. But yeah, just please bring up a few coins and put in the pot and try and help all these different charities that I've tried to help over my 23 years.
Well, thank you very much, Terry, for taking the time to interview. There's lots of people here enjoying your display at the moment, so we'll leave you to carry on.
Well, what they're waiting for, I think, is me to flick the switch, look, and give them a bit of snow.
There's snow coming out. It's snowing.
See, look, that's what they would like. See, so you're interfering with the snow.
It's the snow.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you for coming up. Thank you.